Hello and happy Sunday. This is Venus and it's Sunday night jam session. So tonight we're keeping on with the lyricism, and as I promised, I'm bringing some hip hop. I'm trying to cover sort of everyone's story involved in hip hop here. So I have an American, I have some Mexicans, I have some black folk, I have a Japanese dude, and I have some women from Cape Town. So let's just get this started. So the first song of the night is Wordsmith by Chino XL. It was a promo song that I found a long time ago, and I think that Chino XL is like one of the best lyricists that I've ever heard. I just tend to not agree with his content, and I think that he could use his skills for some just much more important and like just amazing things, but he doesn't, so whatever. Anyway, that does not take away from his talent, and I think that this song is a perfect showcase of that talent, of being a wordsmith. He can just manipulate English. It's amazing. So anyway, Chino XL, Wordsmith.
It's crazy!
Yo, perfection, flawless masterpiece, no mistakes. Back in the 1800s, I was burned at the stake. Metaphor, Mephistopheles, degrees I've achieved. The brain fluid it takes to believe would equal the seven seas. I could reveal the true name of God. You go insane upon hearing it. Release enough winds to blow down pyramids. I'm the Michelangelo of syllables. Since I freestyle Genesis, been biblical. That's something you gotta give
me. Yo, since born in my mama vaginal sauna, as a sauna, Graham, I've been fond of phonics. It's ironic, even as an embryonic. Fed through an and biblical. Don't that sound biblical? I've been a terror since I teareth out of that uterus. Evil plans are made to defeat us as a fetus. Though now I walk in infamy. As a child, they had an infamy. Was raised with guns and infantry and diapers in an infancy. The childhood of a hood that was raised in a hood. Cops said, put your hands in the high sky. Threw my hands down in a high hood. Can't wine or drink wine. Nine planets planned it till it became apparent. My parents shouldn't have been a parent. State to state, we ransom. I wasn't worth no ransom. Money, won't you handsome? A nigga wasn't handsome. The mind like Charles Manson's. Knew I was some man's son, but which one? That made me strong, created my poison tongue. Perfection, flawless masterpiece, no mistakes. Back in the 1800s, I was burned at the stake. Metaphor, Mephistopheles, degrees I've achieved. The brain fluid it takes to believe would equal the seven seas. I could reveal the true name of God. You go insane upon hearing it. Release enough winds to blow down pyramids. I'm the Michelangelo of syllables. Since I freestyle Genesis, been biblical. That's something you gotta give in. Why you cut school? Cause you ain't feel too good. I cut school cause my cuts ain't heal too good. Through all the physical abuse, my mind escaped through the gift of wordplay. I memorized encyclopedias and dictionaries. Anthems from antonyms, harmonies from homonyms. Created cinema from synonyms. Living to eliminate that illustrious life you're living in. Wrote rhetoricals and rhythms. I could paralyze with a parable, make rhymes out of religion. Crucify you with a prefix or suffocate you with a suffix. Wrote lectures so infectious it's known to infect the listeners. Who's dissing us? You'll punctuate. I punctuate. My karma's the comma to put you inside of a coma. Hyphen, dot, dot, semicolon, leave you semi-swollen, question mark. You pregnant or you not? I love you, period. Sum it up. Language is my essence. Fucked up in all my adolescence till my mom was adolescence. Laws are store convenient, still I robbed a convenience store. Love mom, fuck mom, shit, I ain't love me no more. Mentally it didn't register, bitch, empty the register, bitch. You just a cashier, bitch, give the cashier. I'll shoot you in your cabbage, hijack a getaway cab, bitch. Words ain't making me no loot, don't change no Dow Jones average. Regardless, regardless, they stole my innocence, innocence. The judge sentenced me to three lifetime sentences to write my life in times and sentences. Art my dark arch nemesis, they want me off the premises, that's what the premise is. Locked on a tier when you can't shed a tear at. Studied more Shakespeare than any African Shakespeare at. And the whole world feared that. And it hurts. I got caught killing time, but then I got away with words.
Yo, perfection, flawless masterpiece, no mistakes. Back in the 1800s, I was burned at the stake. Metaphor, Mephistopheles, degrees I've achieved. The brain fluid it takes to believe would equal the seven seas. I could reveal the true name of God. You go insane upon hearing it. Release enough winds to blow down pyramids. I'm the Michelangelo of syllables. Since I freestyle Genesis, been biblical. That's something you gotta give into.
People can say whatever they want about me, but agree that I am the wordsmith.
I am the wordsmith.
They can try to reveal everything that I achieve, but agree that I am the wordsmith.
I am the wordsmith.
The love of words is deep in my veins, helps me to silence my pain. I am the wordsmith.
For I am the wordsmith.
Even if I never move a million units, it's my blessing how I do it. I'm the wordsmith.
I am I'm in a game full of morons. They keep putting more on. I too tall the Torah, I'm in the core of the Koran. The mind's what I represent, and MC's that I represent. I'm taking this rap and bullshit to the fullest extent. I have reservations, why Indians are on reservations. Told the Board of Education I was born of education. As far as disco, I leave you deader than disco. Rockin' sex and violence over sax and violins. Through your mind's camera lens, you in need of an ambulance. I'll knock you to the asphalt, it's your own ass fault. Your last thought, I never sell myself short to be famous. And taking it up to ain't us, just ain't us. The world could get the penis of this classical trained pianist. My P.O. was P.O.'d, handed a cup, told me the pianist. The linguist musician, my college positions, my intuition. Told me that I wouldn't be a thought intuition. My education's all on my own, so I might have been born yesterday, but I rhyme like there's no tomorrow.
Perfection, flawless, masterpiece, no mistakes. Back in the 1800s, I was burned at the stake. Metaphor, Mephistopheles, degrees I've achieved. The brain fluid it takes to believe would equal the seven seas. I could reveal the true name of God. You go insane upon hearing it. Release enough winds to blow down pyramids. I'm the Michelangelo of syllables. Since I freestyle Genesis, been biblical. That's something you gotta give into.
So for the next song, I'm going to be playing a song called Haters in the BK Lounge. It's by Tumex and Life Rexall. It's from the Smarter album. And Tumex was from the group Visionaries from Los Angeles. And so I've got two Latinos from LA. And they're rocking this song. And I'm going to spend a little bit more time talking about Tumex. I think I really like his rhyme style because it just seems kind of like haphazard, but it really works. Like, I don't know. And all of his music is totally conscious. Like, that's his thing, is about being conscious. So if you haven't heard any of his music, definitely pick up some albums. He's got like 5 of them out, and I really like Smarter, which he did with Life Rexall. So anyway, here's one of the tracks. It's the first one from that album, Haters in the BK Lounge.
Hey, yo, G.
Yo, what's up, G?
Yo, what's
up,
man? Yo, you was at the party at the donut here? Yo,
nah, man.
Smarter kids were wildin', yo.
Man.
Life Rexall, too many years all the time.
Man, Life Rexall, too many years.
Man.
Making your future look dated. I patiently waited in the wish for my plans were created. I finally made it possible to conquer the ill fated. Throwing rappers and Iron Maidens and catapulting cadence. No man is safe when the architect rules the layman. Drag the masses in redlock with the bull in the playpen. The mercy rule is over with the world on top my shoulders. I play Jehovah, flooding the market 40 days
in order. Diplomacy is paramount. Don't get caught up in the roundabout. Money, symbol, martyrs, is what you with your homies talk about. You think you're brown cats, it sound like a rap song at the end of the movie Wildcats. Fuck you and your crew with just a mall rat. Sandal, Los Angeles, you fall flat. We run Los Angeles and all that. Running free with the get the hall pass. I'm a 26 letter man, I'm all fast. If you're avoiding this, but make it pop over pink voiding this. Sick it to avoid, I'll blink and destroy you, bitch. I'm just one computer glitch away from being in your bridge. And your girl, you the risk.
You want a barter, the money symbol martyrs. The writers of the hip-hop, Magna Carta, that's true and honored. Wordplay, conveyed in mannerisms that ricochet. Like I said, it's raised off in L.A. that hit the season shade. Hostile gospel from fallen apostles at the crossroads. Where dons are baptized by the cutthroat. Carry the corpses through this habeas corpus. Cause the corporate sorcerers cannot contain what our source is. The morbid lay force fit off endorphins. Cornered and dormant and trapped in the moment. No lack of atonement for the shaman and showman. Two of the chosen spokesmen for the
coast of the golden.
I'm a nerd like Robert Carradine and Christine. I'll burn like lit kerosene down your spleen. My team's cleaner than a dope fiend's dreams. But don't get it twisted, we'll dope fiend your team. Whether it's a dartboard or the art of war, we got a lot of heart for either end or. Don't think cause I'm a good hearted spastic dork, I will rip you apart with a plastic fork.
In the state where I feel we got the most rappers per capita, capitalizing on any scheme that they pass into. Short-winded at best, asthmatic when they're making the threats. Knees knocking with sharp pains in the chest. 2 steps from cardiac arrest with a passive attempt to penetrate a full court press. Varsity lettermen with our names on the marquee, marking our territory through instinct and hierarchy.
No man,
I'm out.
So the next track of the night is by Goody Mob, and I think everybody already knows Dungeon Family, everybody down there, that whole group, the entire, like, just everybody are geniuses, and lyrically they're all geniuses, and CeeLo came out of there, and Andre 3000 and Big Boy, like all of them are lyrically geniuses. So I'm picking a song from the album Still Standing by Goody Mob. It's called Beautiful Skin. It's about being proud to be black and being proud to rock your brown skin, you know. And so on the same tip of lyricism, I think that I love songs that actually really deal with issues and deal with, you know, and even just everyday life. So anyway, Beautiful Skin by Goody Mob.
This particular song right here is dedicated to the black woman, and it doesn't pertain to all black women. Some of y'all disrespect yourself because you don't know who you are in the first place. But this is out of common respect for all women, period. Well, like this song, yo. I'm quite single and occasionally I mingle. But aside from all the rest, she sparks my interest. No ma'am, I don't know you, just offering the common respect I feel I owe you. Also, some conversation, companionship, common ground and common sense. There's no such thing as coincidence in me finding you here, and I really hate screaming in your ear. So some other time, okay? I waited a day. Hello, this is Carlito from a couple of days ago. You sound tired, forgive me if I call you too late. But what better time to relate my state? Where could I begin? Has anyone ever told you got beautiful skin? You're more than welcome. What do you desire within? I just wanna be. There's no need to put titles on you and me. Those are limitations. Living and learning are our only obligations. Equality, honesty, independence, intelligence, emotion and devotion. Humbly seeking to hear God when He's speaking. At one time my mind just couldn't conceive a woman had to dress a certain way to believe. But in the same breath, allow me to say that if you believe, young lady, you wouldn't dress that way. And I was attracted to your class. I couldn't see all your ass, and I was very content. You deserved every compliment. Now, remember how indifferences make us the same. You gotta have some game, or you ain't even gonna be able to take care of yourself. And love, when I look at you, I see my reflection. So I offer my love, affection, and protection. Shout it, you dead fine, but the bottom line is you still my sister.
I say you're my, make it in my head. You're my sister, lover, and friend. Oh, it's your life from heaven. It shines with your beautiful skin. And one thing, say that you ain't true. There's only, if there is no you, I hope that you understand. You got to respect yourself before I can.
I met you when y'all knew. Saw you again on Marietta, downtown Atlanta, checking your long legs. Got me smirking, fixed me dinner one night. Candles lit, kinda thought you was slick in the beginning, but it turned out you wouldn't lie. Looked me in my eye, I listened, sucked it up, pushed on, we made amends. Both sides clicked, true friends. Since then, years ain't gone by. Brought a baby girl into this world, made our parents grandfolks. Household with no pope. Took care of ye, you, me. When shit got put out on the curb, closer than the skin on the back of my hand. Through the thick and thin, we can win. Beautiful black skin.
Make it in my head. You're my sister.
with the music loud or stash cold. But on a scale of 1 to 10, you were 12. I chose up over jail and hell, originally from ATL.
Compatible souls come together under bad weather to discuss distrust amongst the so-called good in every one man. How I wish this was true, I deal with facts only. I'm with a clone man, while I sang the blues with there's only one God that watches over our every step. I need his help when I'm walking, looking for the right female. I can't tell sometimes. They tell me the devil's coming, humble in his approach. Spontaneous with the game, he cropped the naive of a girl falling for the okay. Let the pistol smoke the one who live by, die by. Example of how relationships can be.
I rose the dice, taking a chance at crapping out. Not like today, boy, I lost one of my best hips. Not your thick lips, no animal fat implants, wide load. Just started working at the F.O. 19 years old, worth more hope, weight, and gold. But it was all my fault, so don't cry, I will stand. If down the line I want you back, and if it land and mutual, just promise me you'll find a human. It's about some business. Hope she found what her was looking for, like Adrena Martin. I wanted to be more than friends. Beautiful black skin.
Black skin. Black skin. Black skin. Black skin. Black skin.
Yo, this is a public announcement. Man, I'm so sick of seeing trash on the damn street, man. I'm sick of y'all folk coming up out of the store, taking your little candy out, throwing the little paper on the ground, man. It's fucking up the hood. Also, man, I'm sick of y'all folks standing around. You know, when you're talking to your folk or something, y'all drinking on a little something, something. You take it, you pour it out to your dead homies, but then you throw the bitch right at them. Man, don't shut me up, huh? I'm doing what I do. I'm just sick of seeing that all around the nation, man. We fucking up our own hood.
So the next song is a little bit more polished than I would normally like, but I had to pay my dues. The song is by Mike Shinoda, and it's by Fort Minor, but Mike Shinoda raps on this song, and it's called Kenji. And anyway, it's a story about how his father came from Japan to America, and the whole ordeal that they as a family had to deal with. And I feel like it's an important story to know, especially because I'm in California, and it is a big part of the Bay Area history, so I felt like, and California history, so I feel like this song is really important, and he does spit, I'm not gonna lie, I like Mike Shinoda, so anyway, I hope you like this song, Kenji, by Fort Minor.
My father came from Japan in 1905. He was 15 when he immigrated from Japan. He worked until he was able to actually build a store.
Let me tell you a story in the form of a dream. I don't know why I have to tell it, but I know what it means. Close your eyes, just picture the scene as I paint it for you. It was World War II when this man named Kenji woke up. Ken was not a soldier. He was just a man with a family who owned a store in LA. That day, he crawled out of bed like he always did, bacon and eggs with wife and kids. He lived on the second floor of a little store he ran. He moved to LA from Japan, they called him immigrant. In Japanese, he'd say he was called Issei. That meant first generation in the United States, when everybody was afraid of the Germans, afraid of the Japs, but most of all afraid of a homeland attack. And that morning, when Ken went out on the doormat, his world went black, 'cause right there, front page news, 3 weeks before 1942, Pearl Harbor's been bombed and the Japs are coming. Pictures of soldiers dying and running. Ken knew what it would lead to, just like he guessed. The president said the evil Japanese in our home country would be locked away. They gave Ken a couple of days to get his his whole life packed in two bags. Just two bags, couldn't even pack his clothes. Some folks didn't even have a suitcase to pack anything in, so two trash bags is all he gave them. And when the kids asked mom, where are we going, nobody even knew what to say to them. Ken didn't want to lie, he said the US is looking for spies, so we have to live in a place called Mandanar, where a lot of Japanese people are. Stop it, don't look at the gunmen. You don't want to get the soldiers wondering if you're gonna run or not, cause if you run then you might get shot. Other than that, try not to think about it, try not to worry about it being so crowded. But someday we'll get out, someday, someday.
As soon as war broke out, so the FBI came and they just come to the house and you have to come. All the Japanese have to go. They took Mr. Nee, that people couldn't understand why they had to take him, because he's just innocent laborer.
So now they're in a town with soldiers surrounding them. Every day, every night, look down at them. From watchtowers up on the wall, Ken couldn't really hate them at all. They were just doing the job and he wasn't gonna make any problems. He had a little garden, vegetables and fruits that he gave to the troops in a basket his wife made. But in the back of his mind, he wanted his family's life saved. Prisoners of war in their own damn country, what for? And time passed in the prison town. He wondered if he'd live it down, if and when they were free. The only way out was joining the army. And supposedly, some men went out for the army, signed on, and ended up flying to Japan with a bomb. That 15 kiloton blast put an end to the war pretty fast. Two cities were blown to bits. The end of the war came quick, and Ken got out, big hopes of a normal life with his kids and his wife. But then they got back to their home, and what they saw made him feel so alone. These people had trashed every room, smashed in the windows and bashed in the doors, written on the walls and the floor, "Japs not welcome anymore." And Kenji dropped both of his bags at his sides and just stood outside. He looked at his wife without words to say. She looked back at him, wiping tears away, and said, "Someday we'll be okay, someday." Now the names have been changed, but the story's true. My family was locked up back in 42. My family was there where it was dark and damp, and they called it an internment camp.
When we first got back from camp, it was pretty bad.
I remember my husband said, "Oh, we're gonna stay till last." Then my husband died before they closed the camp.
So this last song is from Cape Town, and I haven't heard some lady rappers spit like this in so long. I was so happy to find this song, and to be honest, I don't even remember where I heard it first. I heard it from somewhere, and I'm not gonna lie, I got it off BitTorrent because I couldn't find it at any store. It wasn't available online to buy. I would have paid for it. The group is called Godessa, and like I said, they're from Cape Town. They just spit. Anyway, the song is called Social Ills. Listen to it, you will be feeling it.
Many social ills society breeds, it's like sobriety kills the reality that feeds off the air that we breathe. There is no need to deceive, through the eye of the beholder I can see. Is it your Nike sneakers or fillers that breaches the code of conduct that features in stores? Collecting salaries like wars on low calories, folks trying to marry me with fashionable jeans so expensive. Can't tell the seam apart from the need to laugh at a gift, the form of art. Switch the norm from light to dark. Don't you know Adam and Eve draped leaves right from the start? It's hard to understand why you don't wear what you like. You wear what you think that they think is tight. And I don't think it's right to find replicas of Jennifers all over the world. Every boy and girl as fake as extensions of curls. Those keeping it real and those chilling on curbs. Keep blasting that shit by spreading these words. Cause popular culture's a bitch is what I heard.
Right, if I'm different, never judge me by your book. See what I wear and how I think might leave the in crowd shook. Like the fingerprint of a crook. You can immediately make that distinction by just one look. It's like society conditioned you to be a clone. Cause when your seeds grow up, they lack a mind of their own. And the media perpetuates the situation with advertising rituals as the exclamation.
So many social ills society breeds, it's like sobriety kills the reality that feeds off the air that we breathe. There's no need to deceive, through the eye of the beholder I can see. So many social ills society breeds, it's like sobriety kills the reality that feeds off the air that we breathe. There's no need to deceive, through the eye of the beholder I can't see. So many social ills,
physical, psychological, visual. The typical individual don't want to bottle their oracles, want to stick up their nostrils. Gullible, one-syllable, mediocre individuals. If you don't fit the conventional, essential editorial, like cartoon pictorial. Individual development ain't affordable, so this is in memorial of people with hair in all the wrong follicles. Probable cause as society flows, caught in the clothes, can't be original, of course. I got a divorce from Levi's Joes and musical whores. Media is the source when it comes to mental sores and public applause. Knowledge of self is personal wealth. We need to question ourselves and kick Pink Panther Mickey Mouse snobs with big mouths below their motherfucking mouth.
Deviation from the norm is similar to navigation in the storm. This mainstream slave ship is sailing, and before long you will mourn when your individuality is gone. So caught up in material bullshit that the thought of being real seems putrid. Whatever else you hear seems muted or strange, cause imitation's the epitome of fear for change. So many social ills society breeds, it's like sobriety kills the reality that feeds off the air that we breathe. There's no need to deceive, through the eye of the beholder I can't see. So many social ills society breeds, it's like sobriety kills the reality that feeds off the air that we breathe. There's no need to deceive, through the eye of the beholder I can't see.
So, I hope you like that song. Anyway, this is the end of the jam session, sadly. If you have any questions, you know what to do. Send me a message, bayareavenus@gmail.com. Send it on MySpace. You can leave comments on the blogger. And until next week, this is Venus, always keeping music free and available. Until next week, I'm signing off.